The United Nations Security Council yesterday extended the peacekeeping mission in South Sudan for another year. South Sudan won independence from Sudan last year as part of a 2005 peace treaty that ended decades of war that killed 2 million people. But the two countries have not resolved disputes over oil revenue nor the marking of their border. The Secretary General's Special Representative for South Sudan, Hilde Johnson, says internal violence, tensions with its northern neighbor, and economic insecurity are the major challenges for South Sudan as it approaches the first anniversary of its independence on Monday.
The last year has clearly been a difficult one, a painful one at times for the country and for the people of South Sudan, with a number of challenges for the government and for the people. It's been a tough start, and we have seen and we're still seeing challenges in the area of security, the economic situation, and now also significant humanitarian challenges. The greatest test, both for the country and for us, came last year in the early weeks of 2012, meaning end December, beginning January, in the state of Jonglei, with a deadly armed attacks by Lao Nur on Murla groups and following counterattacks. It is of critical importance that the new and independent country sees all the last and remaining CPA, Comprehensive Peace Agreement, issues be sorted out with their neighbor in the north, the Republic of Sudan. It is critical for the viability of South Sudan as a new country.